beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. Tonight I'm talking about radionics, science, or magic. Well, when Doc Abrams first practiced healing and diagnosing patients with vibrations, we were awed, and science was terrified. When E.E. Doc Smith wrote about psionics as a means of mentally projecting an operator's will to explode entire planets, the more ambitious students of magic went to work to discover the means to such an end. And so after the experiments and designs of brilliant minds like David Tansley, we arrived at the new age of force and chaos, when a very special person by the name of Charles Casimano stepped onto the stage, the world theater of magic, to present a weaponized variant of radionics and an entirely new branch of magic called, well, interestingly enough, just as the science fiction writers like Doc Smith and Philip K. Dick referred to it, psionics. Some will ask why it is that a man like Charles Casimano would indeed weaponize radionics. Well, the short answer is that Mr. Casimano wanted to publicize or make available to the public a means to an end. What end, you may very well ask? Well, I'm about to tell you. That end was quite literally the ending of a monopoly on the use of deadly force. But that is another story, and it has been told. Instead, tonight I will speak on the topic of radionics and the myth of how it works. So without further ado, let us begin. Here's a couple of words actually. Quantum mechanics. Yes, it is an emerging science today. And it has its place. But I do not believe that psionics is in any way a science like quantum mechanics. And here is why. The reason for this is twofold. Number one, psionics is magic. The author, Doc Smith, who is both an author of science fiction and a food engineer, made this very clear in his writings that psionics is indeed magic. That was his big point in writing the final book in his series, Skylark Duquesne. The second reason that psionics is not a science is that science must follow certain rules, whereas psionics literally breaks all of those rules. Having said that, you may be among the more fortunate to have heard my radio interview with Mr. Jaffe Ryder on World Pirate Radio. Well, if you did not, there was another man by the name of Joe who sort of tagged along as a co-host during our program. Joe has a degree in quantum mechanics, and so it was his task to act as sort of a skeptic to any claims I might make on that radio program. Well, overall, Joe and I got along quite well. Everything went smoothly in that regard. And I made it very clear that psionics is not a science. It is, however, a technology. But then again, so is magic, also a technology of sorts. So people coming to me, you know, often to speed up their understanding or ability using orgone, crystal-powered machines, and chi generators, bring with them this ideology that radionics is somehow an actual science. Well, I'd hate to disappoint you, but it is not a science. We're working with magic here. I wrote a book dedicated to this purpose of helping new people to learn about radionics and then graduate to the level of understanding how psionics can help them in their daily lives, or to simply expand upon their repertoire of magical knowledge and occult talents. The book I refer to now is called Keep the Magic High. Currently, I am selling this book as a downloadable ebook. I have in my hand one printed copy with the ISBN and copyright, and yes, I will eventually make these available in print for people who would like to collect my books. But if it's just the knowledge that you want, and you want to dive into learning about the overview of radionics, magic, and psionics, as well as how to set up your very own laboratory and start living a magical lifestyle, then by all means download my ebook, Keep the Magic High. This is a book designed to give you the facts about how radionics is actually dowsing with a machine, and therefore not a science in the slightest. Plus, you'll learn basic meditation and my special focused concentration exercises, usually reserved for my new club members in the Verloc Insiders Club, home of the Psionic Brotherhood and the Verloc New Thought Movement. All of this is yours for just $4.99. So download Keep the Magic High tonight to get started on the right path to psionic magic. No bollocks, no baloney. I am very straightforward and honest with my clients and my students and club members and my colleagues. I think I had one person come into contact with me and give me a hassle. I was polite maybe 3 times with a fellow. But no, I never swindle anybody, and I always tell the truth when it comes to this magic stuff, because frankly, there's a lot of other people out there who do want to mislead you, and I know how frustrating that is. Not to go off on a tangent here, but I needed guidance, and I asked the universe, and it brought me to my mentor, Charles Casimano, who did indeed help me find my path. Give credit where it's due. All right, so there's really no argument here that radionics is a misinterpreted form of magic. The mistake, however, is understandable because the originators of radionics were, well, they were men of scientific thought, albeit geniuses in their own right, but nevertheless, they were mistaken to think of this stuff as a science. Though, you know, in some cases, we may, if we wish, borrow some of the processes or procedures attributed to scientific analysis or research. But then again, the results are going to be, when we're talking about psionics, those results are going to conflict with the usual expectations tied to notions of repeatability. Not to say that nothing happens when we apply radionics to our magical operations, far from it, but that those results may be different each time we perform the operation, with some small ends manifesting, or in some cases, results of biblical magnitude. And I could give some examples of this. There was one pentacle I'd worked with, using my mentor's biocircuit chair, and I bent it from, well, I bent the intended use of that pentacle, which was to cause earthquakes, I bent it into an intent to cause sinkholes, and the result was quite astounding. It did indeed create a sinkhole as I willed it to do so. Or such is my observation. The truth of the matter is this. Psionics is as effective as the skill, and those talents possessed by the operator. The only way to improve your skill is to learn, to ask some questions, read through my materials, read through my mentor's materials, join my club, listen to my audio logs. I have some personal journals that I publish, including some letters from my former mentor that are photocopied and included with, you know, notation and commentary and my own retrospect and reflections. These are invaluable documents, audio logs, and how-to videos that are in my club. You won't ordinarily find these type of materials if you buy your books on magic from Llewellyn. That's not to say that Llewellyn publishes rubbish. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that what I'm offering you is something much more special and personalized. And there's no better way to learn than to learn from both the successes and the mistakes of other people, for which I honestly give you both. That is, my successes and my mistakes and my failures. I think that this is essential to learning any new talent, and psionics is a wonderful skill and full of all kinds of talents that will help you in your daily life or just to expand your repertoire of magic in general. So with this, I will leave you to reflect on my words and perhaps consider my offer to guide you to my psionics club. I am, after all, some of you don't know this, but I am the first student of Charles Casimano, and I've known my old friend and mentor for decades now. Who else should you learn psionics from, if not Charles Casimano or myself? I'm going to give you the best deals possible within my budget of what I can afford to offer you. Come and join my club at verloc.club, or if you're not ready to do that and you'd like to devour my newsletters, my materials, my blogs, my ebooks and audiobooks, go to verloc.com and subscribe to my newsletter. With that, I bid you all a good evening, and thank you for your support of this great work, including my own work and pursuit as an offshoot from my mentor's work, and for supporting the work of my mentor Charles Casimano, as well as many of us exploring the realm of the mysterious and the secrets of magic and techno-wizardry. Until next time, keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.